I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You want to know what it would look like if the San Diego Padres were an NBA team? Feel like it would look a lot like the Indiana Pacers last night, playing really well and then ready to close out a win, and all of a sudden you can't get the ball inbounds. Boston hits an improbable three from the corner by Jaylen Brown to force overtime.
Even I watched the end of that game.
I know
game.
You did.
Oh, my
gosh. It was a really good game.
Jaylen Brown hits a three that could have been prevented.
Yeah, could have been prevented. And then they take a lead in overtime, and then Jason Tatum takes over with 10 of his 36, and Boston survives a game they probably should have lost at home in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Favored by 10. What was the final?
They won by 5, 133-128.
I was looking at halftime.
But they should have lost by 3 or 4.
Yeah.
All you had to do is get the ball inbounds. There's 10 seconds left. They're going to foul you. Make one of two free throws, and the game is over. You've gotten the hard part done. Now you just have to do one of the simplest things in basketball. Get the ball inbounds and just hold on to it until you're fouled.
Yep.
And make a shot. And the Boston Celtics would have been able to do nothing about it. But instead, now Boston's got the Game 1 win at home, got Game 2 coming up, and you wonder whether that was the opportunity for Indiana in a series that they're big underdogs in. And the Boston Celtics may have survived the scare of the series, and you know they may go on to sweep, or maybe that was a sign of potential problems for the Boston Celtics against the Indiana Pacers last night.
Pretty disheartening if you're a Pacers fan.
Oh,
I mean, you had that one.
Devastating.
You had
devastating.
That one in Boston. You were a 10-point dog, and you had it. I mean, you absolutely had it. You could taste it. And you saw the guy. One of the guys had his head. He was like almost praying silently with a few seconds left. And that shot, that three-pointer was unbelievable. Yeah, Basketball Woods was even tuned in after that, texting you guys. I texted Paul. I'm like, who's the bald guy? Who is that bald guy? He just missed a wide-open layup. What is he doing? Like, wide-open layup. I mean, he's right there. There's nobody near him.
He was like, he could have just gone up for the layup. He tried to draw a foul missed the layup entirely. And you know,
isn't that great analysis? Who's that bald guy?
Who's the bald guy?
Yeah. That's what you get when you get me watching basketball.
We had the moment, though, that happens late in basketball games. A team is up by three with 5 seconds to go. Do you foul and force them to take two free throws and don't even give them a chance to hit the game-tying three? Or do you let it play out and see what happens? I don't get the argument for not fouling.
I really don't either.
I think in the NBA, when they have such liberal continuation rules that, you know, they could end up getting three free throws if they're just like even starting to put their arms up and pretending to shoot and you foul them and they let it go and go, oh, well, that's three free throws. So you have to be a little more careful in the NBA than you do in college basketball when it comes to that take foul when you're up three. But yeah, for the most part, it's definitely the best strategy is to not let it.
It may not work 100% of the time.
There's so many good three-point shooters. They get their shot off. They can make great shots.
Well, and they had a wide open three, and they bricked it. I couldn't believe that ball did not drop. But yeah, it was good game, good ending.
So you played, back to the Padres, you played me during the break off your phone.
Yeah.
The L.A. Dodgers announcers last night.
Somebody sent it to me last night on Instagram.
Commenting on the San Diego Padres and going, in the last week, I think it was Joe Davis saying, last week, Padres are 5-2 against the Dodgers and the Atlanta Braves and 0-4 against the Colorado Rockies and Cincinnati Reds. And what did Oral Hershiser say?
Said it's a
concentration
and commitment problem.
Issue.
Which, I don't know. I don't know that that's is that just something you say?
I think it is. I think it's just something you say, and I disagree with that take. Not only because it comes from Oral Hershiser, but the Padres, after last season, maybe at some point last season, maybe they were a little overconfident with their talent. There's no way after everything they went through last year, after the start they've gotten through this year, the way that players are struggling offensively, there's no way that guys like Manny Machado and Fernando Tatis Jr. and Xander Bogaerts, when he's in there, and Ha-Sung Kim, they're all just so incredibly overconfident and taking these teams so lightly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we know there's no way we could possibly lose this game, except for the 57 examples that you've already had over the last season and a half.
Cancel the parade. I refuse
to believe that they go into any game now going, well, we don't really have to take this one that seriously.
Right. I don't see that either.
Yeah, we'll concentrate when it's the Braves or the Dodgers, but when it's the Reds, what's the point? We're going to win this one. First of all, they've said that that's not the case, but it doesn't make any sense that they would actually approach a game like that at this point.
But the results, and here's why when it is just something that you say, they have a leg to stand on, because the results say that.
They do.
The results now say you don't care about the Reds. You only care about the Braves and the Dodgers. And again, can't hit left-handed pitching. Get 9 hits off of Max Fried. Make that make sense. You know what I mean? Like 9 hits off of Max Fried, who was coming in on a otherworldly heater as well. Man, I don't know that it's concentration. I just know that it's a really poor lack of execution. And if I see the take one more time that they got paid and they don't care, I just can't resign myself to that. I've never really seen a baseball player at that level, Ben, other than maybe Anthony Rendon, who has said, I really don't care. I don't see that out of them. I think they give away ABs sometimes. I do, like, just... I think the strike zone affects them, and they go, okay. And you know, just they just don't pull the trigger as much as they should. And I don't know. I don't know the answers. I'm talking out of my ass. I really have no idea. But I think that's easy to say for Oral Hershiser, that, it's a concentration issue and it's a commitment issue. I don't feel that. I don't feel that from this team.
I don't either.
I've seen too many good things this year to feel that it's a concentration issue.
I wish that it was just that simple. That the Padres could solve all of their issues by simply taking a couple of opponents a little more seriously. I think if that was it, they would have solved the issue a long time ago. Probably went to the playoffs last year, maybe even already had a World Series ring, and they'd be off to a great start this year. Unfortunately, I think the problem is deeper and much more complicated. And the most worrisome part of it is, of course, the one thing that we fear the most is that the superstar players aren't really superstar
players.
Yeah,
San Diego Padres. That's the fear that keeps you up at night of thinking, oh no, is Fernando going to end up being, you know, just a very expensive Will Myers or Chris DeNorfia? Is Manny Machado going to end up being a very expensive, you know, 220 hitter, you know, with this year? I mean, you know, we always make fun of everyone for talking about the back of their baseball cards. Please, God, get to the numbers on the back of your baseball cards. I'm begging. If Manny hits 30 this year, I'll be really surprised.
You say that. They all got those numbers last year.
They did. They
and
absolutely did.
It didn't work out well.
Well,
for
and
us.
Again, though, I mean, it's not like they finished 14 games out of a playoff spot either. They were 2 games out of a playoff spot.
But last
spot.
Year, they didn't have the other guys like Profar and Merrill who were coming through near the bottom of the lineup.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Now they have them. Now all you need is those numbers that you put up last year, and you'd probably be just fine, and you're not even getting those numbers.
Yeah.
That's the concerning part, obviously. I don't think it's a character issue, a lack of caring issue.
No, I really don't either.
I hope it's just one of those temporary ruts that every baseball player gets into, and sometimes it spreads among multiple players on a team at the same time. But I don't know that that's true or not. I do not know when and if the star hitters on the San Diego Padres will once again be star hitters.
Mike says, you guys sound like our manager. We get it. You're the flagship. When is someone going to step up and hold these guys accountable? Be a fan for once and feel our pain. Buddy, you don't listen to this show very much. I mean, I feel that pain every single day and every single night. You know, last night I really didn't, but I'm right there with you, bro. They suck right now. When they play games like that, it sucks to watch. I can't stand Manny watching strike three in the ninth inning. I can't stand it.
Bro, you lose 8-7 or something. You're slugging it out. Like, those are going to happen.
I'm telling you, Mike.
Games like that were just
buddy, not
painful to watch.
I'm not being a jerk here. If we were on the Mighty 1090 or we were on another station, it would be the same thing. I'm just trying to figure it out along with you. I don't know why Manny's not hitting. I don't know why Tatis isn't what we thought he was going to be. And there was a time a couple weeks ago where Tati was getting as unlucky as anyone in baseball. He was barreling the ball, and it was right at people. He was getting really frustrated. Now he's not doing that, you know, and it sucks, dude.
I need a contestant for Take on Woods, 833-288-0973. I think my question to Mike and fans, and you're not the only one, Mike. I'm not singling you out because I know a lot of people feel the same way. What does accountability, what does that mean?
Well, you've heard me demand accountability before. You want me to demand it?
Sure.
All right. I demand accountability.
Okay, there you go.
I'm being a jerk about it, but I'm also, it's like, they need to be better. They have to be better. We're not going anywhere without them.
Do you feel like they should be practicing, like taking swings in the cage or something? Oh, yeah, they do.
They do.
Should they, I mean, what else should they do?
I don't know, man.
It's, again,
we're talking about things.
They're working on it.
We're talking about things that people just say. Like Oral said, it's a concentration and commitment issue. I don't think that that's it. Also, I mean, somebody on Ben and Woods said, bench him. No, I'm not benching Manny Machado. Did you see the play he made down the line that 1% of third basemen in the country make with that ease and gets India by 10 feet? No, I'm not benching him. Did you see the play that Tatis made in right field against the Braves? No, I'm not benching him.
I mean, yes, you'll see in high school sometimes the coach of the basketball team will run out the five guys at the end of the bench because he's mad at the effort from his starters.
I can't wait to bench my son in Little League. I can't wait.
Those guys come out for like a minute, and then the coach looks and goes, oh, my God, these guys are terrible. And then he has to put the starters back in. He maybe has made his point, but, I mean, you can't really do that.
Buddy, in Little League, I'm going to bench Bo probably once a week for probably having a bad attitude or something. Yes, I'm going to be like, get your ass to the end of the bench. But this is not what you do at this level.
I see Arnold has hired a decent hitting coach.
They have one.
Victor Rodriguez has been,
great.
Lauded. They've been writing stories about what a great job he was doing 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Obviously, now it feels like back to the same old, same old. I just don't know what accountability actually looks like when people say that. Hold the team accountable.
I am absolutely telling them what are you specifically asking. They have to be better. Manny specifically, Tatis specifically, Xander when he's in there specifically. I've said it like a mantra all year. That's how much are they all making a year? Manny's making 30. Tatis making how much this year? 20. Xander's making 25. That's like $90-80 million.
I would love that if we could withhold their salaries if they don't produce. That would be great. Accountability, right? I mean, we'd all feel fantastic about that. Manny, you're actually only making $400,000 this year because you just haven't performed. That's not how it works.
It's not how it works. And the benching them just doesn't do anything for you.
It actually hurts you
because now you've got Sugar in right and you've got Tyler Wade at third.
And you're not giving your players a chance to finally be the players they need to be.
And John says, don't sign 10-year contracts. John, great idea. It's already done. You can't change it.
Do you have the time machine? Because we're coming up on the only solution is a time machine.
That's literally the only solution is if I could go back in time and change it. I think a lot of people probably would, but that's just not the reality right now, man. How about Freak Nasty? Practice bunting based on a point system. You've nailed it. That's it. Thank you for the levity there, Freak Nasty, because at this point, the only thing we can all say, always, the only thing we can say is mix up the lineup. I'm fine. I don't care if there's a new lineup every day. I really don't. I don't care if Tatis bats seventh one day or if he bats first another day.
I'd be kind of mad if Luis Arraez isn't leading off, though, getting his two hits a day. I mean,
I know, right?
He's not the problem.
No, he's a 400.
Don't change him.
He's a 400 OBP guy since he's gotten here. He's getting on base. I get it, man. I'm as frustrated as you are. I want to bang my head against the wall watching games like that.
We're so frustrated. We're a little late for Take on Woods, but let's get to it.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Jesus going to be our contestant for Take on Woods, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes. You don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Good morning, Jesus. How are you?
Good morning, Ben. How are you guys?
All right, let's get right to it. Plan for the trip to the Westgate, two nights, and the tickets to Warrant on June 22nd. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. The categories are, in a word, Nirvana. Those are Nirvana songs with single word titles. Say Cheese and It's Not False. And you're just going to have to figure those out as you go. So just pick, in a word, Nirvana, Say Cheese, or It's Not False, Jesus.
Let's do in a word, Nirvana.
In a word, Nirvana. All right, this is our interesting category. Does not have a 2-second song. I have 5 1-word Nirvana song titles. I'm going to give you kind of like Jeopardy-style trivia questions that you actually don't even need to know the music to maybe get them. It'll help, though, if you do know these songs. So 60 seconds to answer as many of the 5 as you can. Then Woodsy comes in, save him 5 questions. If you can beat or tie him, we'll put you into the drawing for Vegas. Jesus, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right. In a word, Nirvana is the category. Your time begins when I start reading the first question. Good luck, Jesus. Let's take on Woods. Which Nirvana song from the Nevermind album shares a name with element number 3 on the periodic table, something doctors have used to treat bipolar disorders?
That's lithium.
Correct. Which 1991 Nirvana song shares a name with a medical term for an abnormal swelling of a blood vessel? One in the brain can often be fatal.
Aneurysm.
Correct. Which 1990 Nirvana single shares a descriptive name with a kind of bar that's usually old, small, and not fancy?
Dive.
Correct. Do you know that an early 1600 play by Ben Jonson has led to more than 400 years of parrots, commonly named what, sharing a name with a 1991 Nirvana song?
Polly.
Correct. Which non-album single released by Nirvana in 1990 is also a descriptive term for a small, thin piece of something split off a larger item, often used for pieces of almonds?
Can you repeat it one more time,
please? Which non-album single released by Nirvana in 1990 is also a descriptive term? We ran out of time. That was Sliver. Slivered almonds, Sliver, a small, thin piece. You got the other ones, though, very nicely. You got lithium, aneurysm, dive, and poly. So we will see how Woods does. All right, Jesus' score is locked in. 60 seconds on the clock. No 2-second song today. Your time begins when Paul plays. No music, just when I start reading the question. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Jesus. Which Nirvana song from the Nevermind album shares a name with element number 3 on the periodic table, something doctors have used to
lithium.
Treat?
Lithium.
Correct. Which 1991 Nirvana song shares a name with a medical term for an abnormal swelling of a blood vessel?
Aneurysm.
Correct. Which 1990 Nirvana single shares a descriptive name with a kind of bar that is usually old, small, and not fancy?
Kind of bar?
Mm-hmm.
Dive.
Correct. Did you know that an early 1600 play by Ben Jonson has led to more than 400 years of parrots, commonly named what, sharing a name with a 1990?
Polly.
Correct. Which non-album single released by Nirvana in 1990 is also a descriptive term for a small, thin piece of something split off something larger, often used for pieces of almonds?
Sliver.
Oh,
wow.
And that is the win. 5-4 on, in a word,
damn,
Nirvana.
Whew.
And Jesus, the last one, Woods got you on it, but a good game, a well played game.
Love
and,
that band.
Woods wins that one. I knew you like your Nirvana.
Yeah.
So
I don't listen to them enough. I feel like.
All right, we've got a. I'm looking forward to Don't Do This, because the Do This item from last night's Sports Emmy Awards is something I think everyone needs to hear this morning.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay. We'll get to that coming up next after traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot, you moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by the Kraft Taco in Sorrento Valley. Kraft Taco is some of the best quality tacos in all of San Diego. Go to thecrafttaco.com. Take a look at their happy hour specials today. Thecrafttaco.com. I've said this a few times. I know that everyone has lauded the LA Chargers for the hiring of Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
I just am skeptical about whether it's going to make a difference.
I'm with you, and I you know, the getting a good head coach that has won at the collegiate level, and by the way, he's won at the NFL.
Every level.
I just don't know. I don't know. And so I saw a story come across yesterday. I went, I think I'm going to do this and don't do this. And Charger fans are going to be mad at me, but it is what it is. It's interesting. It could go both ways. I give you that. But I saw a guy tweet yesterday, Charger head coach Jim Harbaugh has removed music during OTAs to emphasize conditioning. Now, one thing I have noticed about professional athletes, they like music, and there's always music playing. If you've ever heard us do an interview at Petco Park, it's happened. It's spring training. There's music. It's keep the guys loose. Keep them, you know, having fun, because at the end of the day, sports are it's a business, but it's also fun. Let these guys be loose. We're talking about OTAs here. So he has removed music entirely, Ben. He is going straight business on this. All business, like Tommy Pham says. I just don't know that it's going to work. Does it work at that level when you go in and start taking things away? Or does it get everyone to say, you know what, we have been underachievers here. Does Mike Schilt need to remove music? That's what losing sounds like. We're coddling these guys too much.
All I know is that any time I've ever been to a gym in my life, there's been music playing. I don't know that silence equals better conditioning. Actually, like when I go on the Peloton, they encourage music.
Yeah.
It helps you, actually pumps you up to work a little bit harder, like stay in rhythm with the beat and everything. I don't see how eliminating music is going to improve a team's conditioning.
It's just eyewash.
It's only going to make it a more miserable experience for everyone.
It's just eyewash.
I don't get it.
It says
I could be wrong, but I don't get it.
It basically says, you know, you guys can't handle music. You can't get your work in if there's music playing. And everyone's gonna know how hard we're working because we're turning the music off. It's interesting.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, let's go right to doo doo this because we have some audio.
Mega doo doo.
The Sports Emmys were last night, National Sports Emmys. DDT for me, I once again did not win.
Did we win anything?
We did not win any National Sports Emmy Awards. You're not on television,
that's
though.
That's fair.
So
you are.
You're not really eligible for an Emmy Award.
It's unfortunate.
The Marconi Award is what you're going for.
Yeah, allegedly.
But they had, you know, the nominees, one of the big categories, Best Studio Host. And let's see, the nominees, I believe, were Malika Andrews. They had
Kevin Burkhart. Scott Van Pelt.
And, of course, Ernie Johnson from TNT.
Ernie
Johnson. And the winner, Pedro Martinez announcing the winner, Ernie Johnson. But the do this goes to Ernie. I want you to hear his acceptance speech last night. And just for me personally, every time that I think, you know what, I've been doing this job for 20. I'm actually pretty good at it. Feel like I'm a decent human being. And then I hear Ernie talk and I go, I'm nowhere near.
I'm not S.
I'm not anything.
I'm nothing.
Compared to
Ernie Johnson. Made me feel bad about myself when I heard it for complaining.
Listen to this from Ernie.
Very grateful for this. This past Saturday, I was, my wife and I, Cheryl Ann and I, were in Nashville, Tennessee. And we took 12 members of the family up there to celebrate my oldest granddaughter's birthday, her 9th birthday, at the Ryman Theater, listening to Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. And at one point, I have one of our grandkids in my arms, and we're swaying to the music as Drew Holcomb sings a song called Gratitude. And it's in moments like that where you're kind of holding your world right there with the reminder to be grateful. We can all be grateful for what we do. I mean, who in this room doesn't consider what they have a get-to job? We get to do this. I get to work with Pedro Martinez. I get to work with Kenny and Chuck and Shaq. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful I got to sit here and listen to James Brown tonight. I'm grateful for this family at TNT. 35 years I've been with this company. I get to go to work with you guys. And I will forever be grateful for that. Grateful also to be in the company of Scott Van Pelt, Kevin Burkhart, Malika Andrews, who's working tonight, Reese Davis. There's no reason for me to be standing here with this, but I'll take it.
He's so good.
He's just one of the best guys.
And the way he commanded the audience. Did you hear? Those are all professional broadcasters. Yeah. They're hanging on the edge of their seats.
Every word.
For what he's going to say. And he didn't rush it. You know, he wasn't hurried. He didn't stammer. He just sat there and gave a treatise on gratitude as part of his acceptance speech. And it could, I was kind of going, oh, I wonder if this is going to get spicy with TNT.
Yeah.
Potentially losing, you know, the NBA. And then Paulie's going to have some more of that later on the round report that, you know, he may not get to work with Chuck and Shaq and Kenny anymore in the future. Is there going to be like some sort of statement here? Nothing but gratitude and appreciation. I'm not just one of the best in the business, but talked about, you know, taking his family all out. I don't know how many kids he's adopted, like 17 or something.
He's,
I mean,
a
he's
saint.
Just the guy is just a great, great dude. He's great at his job, and he just makes the rest of us just feel like we could be better all the time.
Yeah.
I love Ernie. 100%. Love Ernie.
Has he ever had to do a round table on Thursdays, though? That's the thing, is that
he's got to do one every single night.
He does, actually.
That's pretty much what he does.
With characters a lot crazier than we've got.
He does the craziest round table. Does it, I think during the playoffs, they work like something crazy, like 49 out of 54 days or something,
just,
you know, during
non-stop.
The postseason. And he's always so good.
He's
such a good human being.
God, what a great dude. I would love to get him on again at some point. We've had him on before. He's such a delight to talk to. Good reminder for all of us. I'm lucky, grateful to work with you guys, grateful to talk to the Tier 1s every day.
And it's a get-to job.
100%.
Which I do appreciate as well, but I don't say it nearly as eloquently as Ernie does.
Yep, same.
Congratulations.
Brilliant clip.
That's Don't and Do This for a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Adam Jones is kind of a get-to sort of guy.
He is.
He does all kinds of fun stuff, and I think he's on the golf course today.
This is going to be a train wreck, just so you know.
I can't wait.
We'll bring him on. I saw him with the Orioles mascot a few minutes ago on Twitter. So you have no idea what we're going to get with Adam Jones coming up next on Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour on Ben and Woods is brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. I've got more than one half of a home run robbing catch for Adam Jones on my Prize Picks. I just think he's going to take one back.
I don't think that's going to hit.
All right. I've got less.
I got two double bogeys on the card, though, for sure today.
There he is.
If you haven't hit him already.
Already on the course.
Oh, I'm already on the course and I'm trying to hit somebody. You know my ball flight.
A scramble or what do we got?
Yeah, it's a scramble. Okay. The company Jimmy Seafood, where they sponsor my podcast, they have a big fixture in the Baltimore community, and they've been doing charity events for the last 10 years, and so this is my second time coming to their golf event. It's great. It's all the local people, local leaders in the area and athletes. I'm golfing with Quadri Ishmael and Torrey Smith right now and Ray Rice, so we're just out here talking stuff, and I'm trying to make sure that Bloody Marys don't happen until later.
I followed
Baltimore legends there.
I followed Quadri Ismail's brother around the campus of Notre Dame. Raheem Ismail.
The Rocket.
Like I was a stalker when I was about 12 years old and got his autograph in his dorm. Matt, awesome, dude. Well, how are you swinging it?
Well, we're about to start.
Oh, so it's been, started, yeah, okay.
I was great on the range. I was great on the range. Oh, I mean, I looked like... Right. Sort of like VJ Singh.
Ranger Rig. You know, yeah, no. Different. Happens to me all the time.
It's going to be different.
Today's going to be different.
Did I see on Instagram, did you just play in David Ortiz's golf tournament too?
Yes. I played in that. I played well in that one too. It was great. We finished in fifth place. But, you know, somebody's in scramble. Somebody's always going to say, yeah, I was 27 under. BS.
No, always.
One of my lifelong goals is to become just famous enough to get invited onto the celebrity golf tour.
Just do it all the time. Yeah, no
doubt.
That's
what I want to do. Yeah. That's why I'm working so hard. Exactly. That's just call me so I don't go there and just physically embarrass myself. I just want to be like, oh, hit the fairway. That's all I'm working on.
So what we've been discussing this morning, talking to Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods before you get back to your round or start your round, is why the right-handed hitters of the San Diego Padres, who have traditionally mashed left-handed pitching, cannot do it. They are just not – they can do it. They're just not doing it, AJ. And we're talking Manny.
All of them.
We're talking Manny, Tatis, Xander.
I mean, Ha-Sung Kim.
And Camposano. I mean, all these guys that can mash – lefties, they are like 190. Like that's like their average. It's crazy.
I think one thing when it comes to lefties is it's that old adage is you do have to keep that right center field approach, because the second you have that pull happy mentality, that change up, that cutter, all those kind of things, your front hip starts to leak. So maybe some guys get pull happy sometimes. You know, sometimes even when you see a velo of 88, 91, you're like, oh, man, let me just get it out in front.
Yep.
Sometimes you just need to go back to the old drawing board and put it back in the right center field and put yourself, you know, when you see Manny hit the ball at right center field, I don't think there's many people better in the game.
Yep.
Adam, no one wants to hear excuses, and Mike Schilt was trying not to make them, but you played three games in 25 hours, a doubleheader, pushed back for the late flight, and you look a little flat against the Cincinnati Reds. How understandable is that from your perspective as a major leaguer? I mean, what were the toughest situations that you'd have to face in the grind of the regular season?
Well, I mean, it's the ones where you have, the 20 games in 20 days. Those are tough.
Nasty.
And then, especially when the weather changes, sometimes, you see how this weather pattern, sometimes it'll be a nice warm day in May, and then it'll be a cold day. So the weather and all that, but there's 20 – the 20 and 20, those are tough. But again, there ain't no excuses. You're a professional athlete. That's your job. So the best thing you do is you show up for it and pace yourself. You know, I think a lot of people like to do a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of era of, you know, let's get more batting practice, more of this and more of that, rather than, hey, you're in this tough stretch right now. It's hot. Weather's changing. Like, don't be afraid to take a little back step. Kirby taught me that really well.
Kirby Puckett?
No, Wayne Kirby.
Oh, Wayne Kirby. I was like, oh, all right. Well, either one. I mean, they're both really smart baseball guys. I was going to ask you, too. The last time Manny was scuffling, you shot him a little text. Have you texted him? Can you get him back on track?
I haven't.
All right.
No, I haven't. But I sent him a wedding, a gift for his baby.
That's awesome.
So hopefully that'll get him. He was happy about that.
What'd you get him?
FC Barcelona stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah, now that he's a soccer team owner. You know,
soccer guy now.
You know, a soccer guy. That's what makes some sense.
All right. Well, just drop a little text to him. Remind him. Right center is where he lives. That's where he eats.
All right. We'll let you go.
Yeah, go play some
golf. Enjoy your golf and enjoy the tournament, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, we'll do. Appreciate you guys.
All right, there. Quick chat with Adam Jones. But some insight there, some important insight, because as we've got the Padres fans in our chat going, you know, hold them accountable, do more. You're not doing enough. Adam says,
do less.
Sometimes the answer is do less. You know, take a little time, you know. Don't stress so much about everything. And it's so counterintuitive. When you're struggling, they just like you, they want to work their way out of it. Yeah, when a guy is in a slump, usually he's going to go do extra batting practice. Have you seen Xander Bogaerts? The guy's taking batting practice during games.
I love
now.
That the other night. We all did. We all love eyewash. We do. It's fine.
But I don't know that it's eyewash. I think it's just a sign of desperation at times. That maybe this is the swing that I figure it out on, so I better take another one and then another one. It's like when you go to the range and, you know, it's like, okay, maybe this next one is the one where I get it going. So you just keep going and going, when sometimes the answer is maybe I just take a little mental break, not work so hard for a couple of days, and just let nature take its course, because I've been doing this my whole life. I'm a talented baseball player, and just let that take over.
Maggie in the chat just says the Hosmer philosophy, and I am done. I'm deceased. Do less.
That can't be the you're all the time philosophy. I'm just saying every once in a while when you're struggling, sometimes that can be the philosophy.
Adam Kunu Jones from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Kunu.
Do less.
Do less, man. You got to do more than that. Well, Mike Schilt walks really in. He's like, what are you guys doing? Do less. You got to do more than that. Now you're just sitting there. Anybody want BP today?
That's not it at all. Do less. Get down. Try less. Do it again. Hop up. Nope, too slow. Do less. Pop up. Pop up. You're doing too much. Do less. Pop down. Pop up now. Stop. Get down. Get down there. Remember, don't do anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. Pop up. Well, you got to do more than that, because you're just laying. That looks like you're boogie boarding. Just do it. Feel it. Pop up. Yeah.
We pop
that
up plenty.
That wasn't quite it, but we're going to figure it out there. Let's go surfing. Come on.
Kunu. Adam Kunu Jones just laid me out, Carl. Thank you for that. Look, you got to laugh to keep from crying with this ridiculous team that can't hit left-handed pitching anymore. They're 100 points down a man from where they've been in their career, and it's end of May. Like, they've seen enough lefties now to know that it's not some big mystery. It's just so frustrating.
Breaking news. Opposing teams have left-handed pitchers.
Please prepare accordingly.
No, just swing easier. Just poke it the other way.
Do less.
Well, you got to swing harder than that. You got to do more than that. You got to do more than that. Now you're doing nothing.
Right now, the bat's just sitting on your shoulder. You got to do more than that.
Now you're staring at it. Yeah. You told me to do less. The Eric Hosmer philosophy. Oh, Maggie. God, you
guys. Don't do anything.
Yeah. Don't do anything.
Nothing.
Skip, should I grab some BP today? No. No, don't do anything.
Pop up. Well, you got to do more than that, because you're just laying up. That looks like you're boogie boarding.
Just
that's secret audio of Mike Schilt in the Padres clubhouse last night.
I mean, if you're an opposing manager, you are retooling your rotation when you face the San Diego Padres. Like, no, I know it's 3 days rest, but you're left-handed.
Trust me, you'll be
no
fine.
No one can hit left-handers on this team.
I mean, normally, in the past years, they'd redo their rotation to try to avoid the lefties against the Padres.
Correct, because, I mean, you're
talking guys.
Some guys are hitting .380 against left-handed pitching or hitting .190. So, again, I hate to say this because people get sick of hearing it, but You do feel like that's something that's going to change by law, by the rules of baseball. That should, we heard that crap all of last year. We heard it from Jace Tingler. We heard it from Bob Melvin. And now we may hear it from Mike Schilt of that's going to turn around. That's going to turn around. They're not going to continue to hit this poorly against left-handed pitchers all year. Because if it comes back to even, Ben, with right-handers, because they are hitting right-handers well. If that drops down to where their career averages are, we're screwed if they continue to hit lefties as poorly as they have. So
same with the home and road.
If yeah, they, same with the home
if they
and
start
road.
Playing better at home to go with how well they're playing on the road, they're in perfect shape.
Right.
If they start playing poorly on the road to match what they're doing at home, they're lost and it's over. So
truly a roller coaster. Of emotion.
Let's get a quick check of traffic. Maybe Kelly can do less here on 97.3 The
do
Fan. Less.
Don't do anything.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by the Fish Market, serving the freshest catches from waters near, far, and everywhere in between. Looking pretty good on our roads, guys. Got a couple vehicles over to the right shoulder, though, on southbound side of the 805 before Balboa. Apparently, some sort of metal debris in lanes may have caused some flat tires on those vehicles. So watch out for the light to be there, south 805. Right before Balboa. It's time for Giving Sips. The Fish Market is donating $1 for every glass of J. Lohr wine and for every Cutwater Jungle Bird cocktail sold to Terry Campus of Life. Stop by the Fish Market in downtown or in Del Mar. The Fish Market serving only the freshest catches. And Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Tell you what, this does not sound like the radio show for a team that just took 3 of 4 from the Atlanta Braves on the road.
Right.
Certainly doesn't. And then lost one game to the Cincinnati Reds. But we know better because we've seen this. We understand that there is concern. There's real cause for concern. Even if the Padres win the next two, I'm not going to stop being concerned about the San Diego Padres for a long time. They really would have to play, like 2 really good months of baseball before I go, all right, they're definitely on the right track and they're going to be fine. I think we're all going to be worried about this team for the foreseeable future, no matter what happens.
Well, I mean, look, 2 months is a lot of games. That's 55 games or something.
Another 50 more games.
Another 50 games.
Get to 100.
Bro, if they could rip off a streak that you know, many other teams, if they could win 7 out of 9, you know, that's something better. Or a 13 out of 15, 14 out of 18.
I like 7 out of 9.
7 out of 9 is
4 games above 500 for the first time all season.
That's exactly right.
I'd love 7 out of 9 right now. That would be
yes. What did they say on the ESPN broadcast on Sunday night? They're asking Coney, I think. Like, what is it take for a team to win? I think they said 11 out of 13.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we need to go on some sort of
gotta
a run.
Get it go. We have
right now, we're going to stay 500 forever if we just keep playing like this.
We've been,
win two, lose two.
We've been hearing the, you know, we need to get going. We haven't played our best baseball yet. And at times, I have seen some brilliant baseball from this team. Brilliant. I mean, remarkable baseball.
I mean, other than the Phillies, it feels like a lot of teams in the National League are spinning their wheels.
Dodgers are playing pretty well.
Dodgers are playing okay. They lost to the Diamondbacks last night. The Giants, they started getting going, and then they blew a big lead last night to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates scored 4 in the 9th and 1 in the 10th to beat the Giants. That's one that the Giants are going to regret. Did you see O'Neill Cruz?
Yeah.
He hit 2 balls yesterday over 120 miles an hour exit velocity.
It's unfathomable.
First time anyone's done that twice in a game. He had another one over 115. He hit a double so hard on a line to the wall that you really could barely advance a base because he got out there so fast. It was pretty crazy in the 9th inning there. Did not score the winning run because he hit it too hard, but they ended up winning anyway. So
he's a freak. He's a freak. Yeah, we needed that. You know, I mean, again, like it's stupid to watch scoreboards on May 20th.
And by the way, to be fair, the Atlanta Braves, who had the same doubleheader and travel, they had to go to Chicago. They scored 3 early runs, and then they ran out of gas and ended up losing 4-3 in 10 innings to the Chicago Cubs yesterday. So it's not like, oh, well, the Braves did it. Well, they also looked a little winded at the end of that game last night as well. So it's a real thing. It does occur.
It can't be, though. It just can't be against the Cincinnati Reds, who had lost how many?
12 of 15.
When I point to you, that's what I want
12
you
of 15.
Buddy,
you want me to talk?
You want me to talk? Yeah. Yeah, when I point to you.
12 of
how 15. Many have they lost?
12 of 15.
There you go. Does Ben really need to be here?
Yes, he does. All right, we'll come back. Woods has saved some audio that I don't know what it is.
All right, boys, girls, settle in. Settle in. You're going to love this. It's also going to creep you out to the and to your core.
Have Brett Boone joining us in our next hour as well. Stay tuned. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. It's Ben and Woods on a Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour on Ben and Woods is brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. I've got more than one half of a home run robbing catch for Adam Jones on my Prize Picks. I just think he's going to take one back.
I don't think that's going to hit.
All right. I've got less.
I got two double bogeys on the card, though, for sure today.
There he is.
If you haven't hit him already.
Already on the course.
Oh, you. I'm already on the course, and I'm trying to hit somebody. You know my ball flight.
That, no, I've
is
seen
this
it.
A scramble, or what do we got? Just
Yeah, it's a scramble. Okay. The company, Jimmy Seafood, where they sponsor my podcast, they have a big fixture in the Baltimore community, and they've been doing charity events for the last 10 years. And so this is my second time coming to their golf event. It's great. It's all the local people, local leaders in the area and athletes. I'm golfing with Quadri Ishmael and Torrey Smith right now and Ray Rice. So we're just out here talking stuff, and I'm trying to make sure that Bloody Marys don't happen until later.
I followed
Baltimore legends there.
I followed Quadri Ismail's brother around the campus of Notre Dame. Like
Rocky.
I was a Raheem Ismail.
The Rocket.
Like I was a stalker when I was about 12 years old and got his autograph in his dorm. Matt, it's awesome, dude. Well, how are you swinging it?
Well, we're about to start.
Oh, so it's been, started, yeah, okay.
I was great on the range. Oh, I mean, I looked like right. Sort of like Vijay Singh.
Ranger Rig. You know, yeah, no. Happens to me all the time.
It's going to be different.
It's going to be different. Today's going to be different.
Did I see on Instagram, did you just play in David Ortiz's golf tournament too?
Yes. I played in that. And I played well in that one too. It was great. We finished in fifth place. But, you know, somebody's in scramble. Somebody's always going to say, yeah, I was 27 under. Yes.
No, always.
One of my lifelong goals is to become just famous enough to get invited onto the celebrity golf tour.
Just do it all the time. Yeah.
No That's doubt. What I want to do. Yeah. That's why I'm working so hard. Exactly. That's just call me so I don't go there and just physically embarrass myself. I just want to be like, oh, he hit the fairway. That's all I'm working on.
So what we've been discussing this morning, talking to Adam Jones here on Ben and Woods before you get back to your round or start your round, is why the right-handed hitters of the San Diego Padres, who have traditionally mashed left-handed pitching, cannot do it. They are just not – they can do it. They're just not doing it, AJ. And we're talking Manny.
All of them.
We're talking Manny, Tatis, yeah. Xander.
I mean, Ha-Seong Kim.
I mean, and Camposano. I mean, all these guys that can mash – lefties, they are like 190. Like that's like their average. It's crazy.
I think one thing when it comes to lefties is you, it's that old adage, is you do have to have keep that right center field approach, because the second you have that pull happy mentality, that change up, that cutter, all those kind of things, your front hip starts to leak. So maybe it's, maybe some guys get pull happy sometimes, you know, sometimes even when you see a velo of 88, 91, you're like, oh man, let me just get it out in front.
Yep.
Sometimes you just need to go back to the old drawing board and put it back in the right center field and put yourself, you know, to look, again, when you see Manny hit the ball right center field, I don't think there's many people better in the game.
Yep.
Adam, no one wants to hear excuses, and Mike Schilt was trying not to make them, but you played three games in 25 hours, a doubleheader, pushed back for the late flight, and you look a little flat against the Cincinnati Reds. How understandable is that from your perspective as a major leaguer? I mean, what were the toughest situations that you'd have to face in the grind of the regular season?
Well, I mean, it's the ones where you have, you know, the 20 games in 20 days, those are tough.
Nasty.
And then, especially when the weather changes, you know, like sometimes, you know, it's, you see how this weather pattern, sometimes it'll be a nice warm day in May, and then it'll be a cold day. So the weather and all that, but this 20 and 20, those are tough. But again, there ain't no excuses. You're a professional athlete. That's your job. So you, what you, the best thing you do is you show up for it and pace yourself. You know, I think a lot of people like to do a lot of work. You know, there's a lot of era of, you know, let's get more batting practice, more this and more that, rather than, hey, you're in this tough stretch right now. It's hot. Weather's changing. Like, don't be afraid to take a little back step. Kirby taught me that really well.
Kirby Puckett?
No, Wayne Kirby.
Oh, Wayne Kirby. I was like, oh, all right. Well, either one. I mean, they're both really smart baseball guys. I was going to ask you, too. The last time Manny was scuffling, you shot him a little text. Have you texted him? Can you get him back on track?
I haven't.
All right.
No, I haven't. But I sent him a wedding, a gift for his baby.
That's awesome.
So hopefully that'll get him. He was happy about that.
What'd you get him?
FC Barcelona stuff.
Oh, nice. Yeah, now that he's a soccer team owner. You know,
soccer guy now.
You know, a soccer guy. That's what makes some sense.
All right. Well, just drop a little text to him. Remind him. Right center. Okay. Right center is where he lives. That's where he eats.
All right. We'll let you go.
Yeah, go play
enjoy
some
your golf and enjoy the tournament, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right, we'll do. Appreciate you guys.
All right, buddy. All right,
quick chat with Adam Jones. But some insight there, some important insight, because as we've got the Padres fans in our chat going, you know, hold them accountable, do more. You're not doing enough. Adam says,
do less.
Sometimes the answer is do less. You know, take a little time, you know. Don't stress so much about everything. And it's so counterintuitive. When you're struggling, they just like you, they want to work their way out of it. Yeah, when a guy is in a slump, usually he's going to go do extra batting practice. Have you seen Xander Bogaerts? The guy's taking batting practice during games.
I love
now.
That the other night. You we know, all did. We all love eyewash. We do. It's fine.
But I don't know that it's eyewash. I think it's just a sign of desperation
at times. Sure.
That maybe this is the swing that I figure it out on, so I better take another one and then another one. It's like when you go to the range and, you know, it's like, okay, maybe this next one is the one where I get it going. So you just keep going and going, when sometimes the answer is maybe I just take a little mental break, not work so hard for a couple of days, and just let nature take its course, because I've been doing this my whole life. I'm a talented baseball player, and just let that take over.
Maggie in the chat just says the Hosmer philosophy, and I am done. I'm deceased. Do less.
That can't be the you're all the time philosophy. I'm just saying every once in a while when you're struggling, sometimes that can be the philosophy.
Adam Kunu Jones from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Kunu.
Do less.
Do less, man. You got to do more than that. Well, Mike Schilt really walks in. He's like, what are you guys doing? Do less. You got to do more than that. Now you're just sitting there. Anybody want BP today?
That's not it at all. Do less. Get down. Try less. Do it again. Hop up. Nope, too slow. Do less. Pop up. Pop up. You're doing too much. Do less. Pop down. Pop up now. Stop. Get down. Get down there. Remember, don't do anything.
Nothing.
Nothing. Pop up. Well, you got to do more than that, because you're just laying. It looks like you're boogie boarding. Just do it. Feel it. Pop up. Yeah.
We pop
that
up
wasn't
plenty.
Quite it, but we're going to figure it out there. Let's go surfing. Come on.
Kunu. Adam Kunu Jones just laid me out, Carl. Thank you for that. Look, you got to laugh to keep from crying with this ridiculous team that can't hit left-handed pitching anymore. They're 100 points down a man from where they've been in their career, and it's end of May. Like, they've seen enough lefties now to know that it's not some big mystery. It's just so frustrating.
Breaking news. Opposing teams have left-handed pitchers.
Please prepare accordingly.
No, just swing easier. Just poke it the other way.
Do less.
Don't do less. Well, you got to swing harder than that. You got to do more than that. You got to do more than that. Now you're doing nothing.
Right now, the bats are sitting on your shoulder. You got to do more than that.
Yeah, he's staring at it. Yeah. You told me to do less. The Eric Hosmer philosophy. Oh, Maggie. God, you
guys
do
anything.
Yeah. Don't do anything.
Nothing.
Skip, should I grab some BP today? No. No, don't do anything.
Pop up. Well, you got to do more than that. You're just laying up. It looks like you're boogie boarding.
Just
amazing. That's secret audio of Mike Schilt in the Padres clubhouse last night.
I mean, if you're an opposing manager, you are retooling your rotation when you face the San Diego Padres. Like, no, I know it's 3 days rest, but you're left-handed.
Trust me, you'll be
no
fine.
No one can hit left-handers on this team.
I mean, normally, in the past years, they'd redo their rotation to try to avoid the lefties
against
the Padres.
Correct. Because, I mean, you're
talking guys.
Guys are hitting 380 against left-handed pitching are hitting a .190. So, again, I hate to say this because people get sick of hearing it, but you do feel like that's something that's going to change by law, by the rules of baseball. We heard that crap all of last year. We heard it from Jace Tingler. We heard it from Bob Melvin. And now we may hear it from Mike Schilt of that's going to turn around. That's going to turn around. They're not going to continue to hit this poorly against left-handed pitchers all year. Because if it comes back to even, Ben, with right-handers, because they are hitting right-handers well, if that drops down to where their career averages are, we're screwed if they continue to hit lefties as poorly as they have. So
same with the home and road.
If they start
playing better at home to go with how well they're playing on the road, they're in perfect shape.
Right.
If they start playing poorly on the road to match what they're doing at home, they're lost and it's over. So
truly a roller coaster. Of emotion.
Let's get a quick check of traffic. Maybe Kelly can do less here on 97.3 The Fan.
Less. Don't do anything.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by the Fish Market, serving the freshest catches from waters near, far, and everywhere in between. Looking pretty good on our roads, guys. Got a couple vehicles over to the right shoulder, though, on southbound side of the 805 before Balboa. Apparently, some sort of metal debris in lanes may have caused some flat tires on those vehicles. So watch out for the light to be there, south 805. Right before Balboa. It's time for Giving Sips. The Fish Market is donating $1 for every glass of J. Lohr wine and for every Cutwater Jungle Bird cocktail sold to Terry Campus of Life. Stop by the Fish Market in downtown or in Del Mar. The Fish Market serving only the freshest catches. And Kelly Danik with Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Tell you what, this does not sound like the radio show for a team that just took 3 of 4 from the Atlanta Braves on the road.
Right.
Certainly doesn't. And then lost one game to the Cincinnati Reds. But we know better because we've seen this. We understand that there is concern. There's real cause for concern. Even if the Padres win the next two, I'm not going to stop being concerned about the San Diego Padres for a long time. They really would have to play, two really good months of baseball before I go, all right, they're definitely on the right track and they're going to be fine. I think we're all going to be worried about this team for the foreseeable future, no matter what happens.
Well, I mean, look, 2 months is a lot of games. That's 55
another
games
50,
or something.
Another 50 more games.
Another 50 games.
Get to 100.
Bro, if they could rip off a streak that you know, many other teams, if they could win 7 out of 9, you know, that's something better. Or a 13 out of 15, 14 out of 18.
Like 7 out of 9.
7 out of 9 is...
Four games above 500 for the first time all season.
That's exactly right.
I'd love 7 out of 9 right now. That would be
what did they say on the ESPN broadcast on Sunday night? They're asking Coney, I think. Like, what is it take for a team to win? I think they said 11 out of 13.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we need to go on some sort of
gotta
a run.
Get it go. We have hit
right now. We're going to stay 500 forever if we just keep playing like this.
We've been hearing the, you know, we need to get going. We haven't played our best baseball yet. And at times I have seen some brilliant baseball from this team. Brilliant. I mean, remarkable baseball.
I mean, other than the Phillies, it feels like a lot of teams in the National League are spinning their wheels.
Dodgers are playing pretty well.
Dodgers are playing okay. They lost to the Diamondbacks last night. The Giants, they started getting going, and then they blew a big lead last night to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates scored 4 in the 9th and 1 in the 10th to beat the Giants. That's one that the Giants are going to regret. Did you see O'Neill Cruz?
Yeah.
He hit two balls yesterday over 120 miles an hour exit velocity.
It's unfathomable.
First time anyone's done that twice in a game. He had another one over 115. He hit a double so hard on a line to the wall that you really could barely advance a base because he got out there so fast. It was pretty crazy in the ninth inning there. Did not score the winning run because he hit it too hard, but they ended up winning anyway. So
He's a freak. Yeah, we needed that, you know? I mean, again, like, it's stupid to watch scoreboards on May 21st.
And by the way, to be fair, the Atlanta Braves, who had the same doubleheader and travel, they had to go to Chicago. They scored three early runs, and then they ran out of gas and ended up losing 4-3 in 10 innings to the Chicago Cubs yesterday. So it's not like, oh, well, the Braves did it. Well, they also looked a little winded at the end of that game last night as well. So it's a real thing. It does occur.
It can't be, though. It just can't be against the Cincinnati Reds, who had lost how many?
12 of 15.
When I point to you, that's when I went.
12 of 15.
Buddy,
you want me to talk?
You want me to talk? Yeah. Yeah, when I point to you. How many have they lost?
12 of 15.
There you go. Does Ben really need to be here?
Yes, he does. All right, we'll come back. Woods has saved some audio that I don't know what it is.
All right, boys, girls, settle in. You're going to love this. It's also going to creep you out to the end, to your core.
Have Brett Boone joining us in our next hour as well. Stay tuned. 2 hours down, 2 hours to go. It's Ben and Woods on a Wednesday on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.